This is eternal life. Jesus gives us in the gospel today the secret. This is eternal life, that they come to know you, the one true God, and the one whom you have sent, Jesus Christ. So this is our goal, to come to know Jesus Christ. And if any of you speak a foreign language, most other languages besides English have multiple words that we've translated as to one. For instance, love throughout the scriptures. There's different versions of the word love with different meanings, but we just say love for all of them. Knowledge, to know, the same way. There's many different aspects and different ideas of what it means to know. I can know my multiplication tables. I can know the name of my siblings. I can know the names of the scriptures. But I can know someone. I can know a city. I can really have a deep personal encounter relationship with someone. And this is the knowledge that Jesus is speaking of. And this is that relationship, that deep personal intimate encounter with the one true God and the one that he has sent that we are invited into. And this is the goal of the whole Christian life, is to come to know God and the one whom he sent. And the way we do this is through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we're in this week of preparation, during this novena, waiting for Pentecost to come on Sunday, to that great outpouring, the great renewal of the Holy Spirit within us. And it's there so that we can come to know God and the one he has sent. This John chapter 17, it's the last testament of Jesus before he goes to the cross. And he starts off saying, the hour has come. If we remember the beginning of John's gospel, at the wedding feast of Cana, when Our Lady said they have no wine, he said the hour has not yet come. At the end of chapter 12, when the Greeks come to him, he says the hour has come. At the beginning of 13, as he prepares to wash the feet, at the beginning of the Last Supper, he says, the hour has come. And now he's speaking to his Father, saying, Father, the hour has come. Let's do this. Glorify me so that we may glorify you. These next 3 days, today, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll hear John 17, this deep, intimate expression of Jesus' relationship with his Father, the one that we are invited into, so that we can come to know the one true God and his Son, Jesus, whom he has sent. St. Paul, in the first reading, is also giving his last testament to the Ephesians. As he has set his face like flint to go to Jerusalem, just like Jesus does, setting his face like flint to Jerusalem, St. Paul says, I don't know what's in front of me, but the Holy Spirit is leaving me, and I must go. But when I was with you, I told you everything. I held nothing back. What a powerful and boldful statement St. Paul has. And this is the same boldness that we are all invited into, that we're all commanded to live as disciples of Jesus Christ. And this is the boldness that we should be praying for the coming of the Holy Spirit, that we can go out and give the message to fulfill the mission the Lord has given us. And for each one of us, it will be different. But St. Paul says that he has fulfilled the mission. Yet I consider my life of no importance, if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus, which was to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. Each one of us, in our own particular lives, this will manifest in its own particular way, but this is our mission, to proclaim the message, the saving message of Jesus Christ, the grace of the gospel. And before that, he says, is two things, repentance and faith. So how do we come to the knowledge of God? How does the Holy Spirit have room to work within us? Repentance of our sins, which leads us to a faith in God. And that faith leads to knowing, and the knowing leads to eternal life. We go back to the beginning of the gospel. Repent and believe in the gospel. Christ was sent for the forgiveness of our sins. The forgiveness of our sins is effected through our repentance. In John 16, Jesus says the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. Let us pray for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Let us come to repentance of our sins and a deeper faith in that true knowledge of God, the only God, and His Son, Jesus Christ, so that we, like St. Paul, can have the boldness to say, there is no blood on my hands. I have finished the race. I have completed my course. Let us set our face like flint to accomplish God's will and to proclaim the grace of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.